All right. This is Teresa Allen. I am an interim convener for the Pacifica National Elections Committee. It is May 31st. It is 7:09 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the meeting is called to order. If you don't mind, I'm going to call roll. Donald Goldmacher?
Oh, well, I've got...
You want to call roll?
I'd be happy to.
Teresa,
Bert Cohen. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs from PFW, in Washington, D.C. is here.
I am here, yeah.
And Violetta Diamond from WPFW in Washington, D.C. Are you
here?
Great. And Donald Goldmacher from KPFA in Berkeley.
Present.
And D.G. Halleck from WBAI in New York. William Hairwagon from WBAI in New York.
Present.
Azalea Jones from KPFK in Los Angeles. Mike Lewis from KPFT in Houston, Texas. Not hearing you, Mike. Mac McPherson from KPFT in Houston, Texas. Are you here? I'm not hearing Mac. Michael Novick from KPFK in Los Angeles. Are you here?
I'm here.
And I am here, Myra Reason from KPFK in Los Angeles. Sean Rhodes from WBAI in New York City.
Sean is here.
Oh, good. And Minerva Sanders from WPFW in Washington, D.C.
Present.
Thank you, Minerva. And Aki Tanaka from KPFA in Berkeley, California.
Here.
Thank you, Aki. And Carol Wolfley from KPFA in Berkeley. Did I say KPFA when I called your name, Sean? I mean, Aki, I think I might have gotten that wrong, but Carol Wolfley from KPFA in Berkeley, California.
Carol here.
Oh, good. Okay. So we have quorum.
Oh, good. Bert Cohen here, too, but I have to leave in a couple minutes. Hello?
Hey, Bert, thanks for joining us.
Okay.
Hello, Chair.
This is Lawrence, director from KPFK. I'm visiting.
What?
Okay, Teresa, do you want to take it from
Can you hear me? I'm sorry, I had mute on. I was talking. Okay. The two people elected in the election, Aki Tanaka was voted secretary, and if he would please take over duties as secretary, and Michael Novick
sure
was Hello? And Michael
I believe we have to ratify the election.
Well, you mean we have to vote on it? Is that what you're saying?
I think you can just say by acclamation or whatever. I don't know.
I'm just saying that I'm making an announcement that I have seen the returns from the two tellers, and Aki Tanaka was elected secretary, and Michael Novick was elected chair. Is there any objection?
I'd like to move that we ratify the results of the election.
Okay. Is there any objection to ratifying the results of the election?
This is Donald Goldmacher. I would just like to express my disappointment that two people on this committee didn't bother to vote. in this election. Thank you. So much for democracy.
Okay. So I'm hearing no objection to ratification. So I'm Michael Novics, would you please take over?
Sure, thank you. So there is a draft again that was put up on
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear what you said.
I said there was a draft agenda that was put up on kpfdx.org. I suggested a slight change to it. Let me open that up. So the draft agenda initially proposed was call to order, roll call, certify the election, office seated, approve the agenda, approve the minutes of May 17th, 2022, report back on review of cost-saving proposals, fundraising proposals, timeline, confirm the next meeting and adjourn. My suggestion is put the timeline after the approval of the minutes because it seems that to me that the cost savings proposals to some extent are incorporated in some of the timeline proposals and the same for the fundraising. So I don't know if the chairs are allowed to move, but if somebody would move to amend the agenda that way to put the timeline at number 5 instead of number 7.
This is Milo, so moved.
Okay, any objection to that amendment? Hearing none, and any objection to the agenda as amended? Hearing none, that's approved. The next item on the agenda is approval of minutes, which we just got. Does somebody want to move that or postpone it? That people need more time to look at them.
Michael, this is Myla. May I be recognized?
Sure, go ahead.
I'd just like to remind committee members that minutes can always be amended afterwards. So I think it's just a kind of a pro forma thing that we approve the minutes and move on.
Okay, is there a motion to that effect?
Well, I move to approve the minutes. This is Aki.
Okay, thank you. Any objection to approving the minutes? Hearing none, minutes are approved. As Milo said, they can be revised later. So the timeline discussion, I did send around about an hour ago a motion on the timeline that some of us worked on under the headline, the motion for consideration of today's EC discussion of timeline and funding issues. Did everyone get that?
Point of personal privilege, this is Myla.
Uh-huh.
Michael, I don't know why your voice is so muffled. Kind of difficult to
understand. Let me try. I'll try your headset. Hang on a second.
This better?
Yeah.
This is Sean McPherson. I'm just now joining the call. I apologize.
Noted.
Hello.
We hear you, Sean.
Sean Kennedy, yes. First in joining the call.
Yes,
I'm here. It's been a little late. Mm-hmm. So, Aki, can you take note of that?
Yeah.
Is this better?
Not much.
Hmm. Let me go back to the headset then. I'll just try speaking up. Is that any clearer?
Yes. Much better.
Okay. So I did send around the motion an hour or so ago. The header is motion for consideration of today's EC discussion of timeline and funding issues. I was asking if people had all received that. and I can read it from the screen. The draft timeline and fundraising motion. Quite long, I'm sorry, but a lot to deal with. Whereas the financial situation of the Pacifica Foundation and several of its stations has deteriorated from expectations in November 2021, so that it finds itself in serious financial difficulties with four stations, KPFA, KPFK, KPFT, and WBAI, not currently meeting their budgeted and necessary operating expenses from their regular on-air fundraising, and therefore adversely impacting the Pacifica Radio Archives and the Pacifica National Office as well. And whereas in the case of KPFK, the situation is so grave that the station has had consistent difficulties in meeting even its reduced payroll and is in arrears on such fundamental obligations as utility charges for the studios and the transmission tower, the two separate electricity providers. And whereas the foundation is already operating with substantial debt and is outlined above with substantial aging accounts payable, and whereas the IRS recently seized substantial funds from Pacifica's accounts, and whereas the foundation did not and does not have the funds to hire a national elections supervisor or local election supervisors beginning in March or currently, and whereas excessive costs in previous elections have resulted from the inability of managers to provide accurate, current, clean, and deduped membership lists for all five stations to election supervisors, as well as from litigation. And whereas attempting to hold delayed elections this year without adequate funding for basic operations and without the prior and ongoing existence of a system for maintaining accurate, current, clean, and deep membership records would further threaten the financial survival of the foundation and the possibility of holding fair and trustworthy elections. And whereas the survival of the foundation is dependent on an urgent influx of listeners and members, which requires coordinated professional leadership with regard to mission-consistent programming and respect for staff and a publicity campaign that invites and welcomes many communities and allies committed to the same goals and values as the foundation and its mission. And whereas the inability to have begun the delegate election process means that any attempt to reschedule in this calendar year, in which governmental and political primaries have already begun, would cause Pacifica delegate elections to conflict and interfere with the local, state, and federal elections being held in 2022. And whereas it would be imprudent or impossible to raise the funds necessary to hold elections in this calendar year, given the foundation's other growing financial issues, and whereas Pacifica delegate elections were held in 2021 in each station, except for WPFW, has runner-up lists sufficient to replace all delegates expected to reach their six-year term limit in December 2022. Therefore, be it resolved that elections for delegates shall be held in 2023 following the calendar date during the year specified in the bylaws applied to 2023 rather than 2022, for seating delegates in December 2023 for the remainder of the three-year term, and that the executive director is mandated to come up with a budget for holding elections that can be integrated into budgetary planning for the next fiscal year while simultaneously meeting other pressing financial obligations, and that the executive director is further mandated to develop a system for maintaining accurate, current, clean, and deduped lists of listener and staff members of the foundation at all five stations as is required by California Corporations Code of All Membership Nonprofits, as well as by fundamental prudent management practices, and that a notice A notice regarding the rescheduling of the elections for 2023 shall be posted on the foundation's website and each station's website, announced to all members through the previously mandated station newsletters and on-air communications practices, and that runners-up from the last election shall be contacted to take any delegate seats being vacated this December, that each runner-up be notified by the Pacifica National Office within 30 days of passage of this motion by the PNB of their continuing eligibility, and that for WPFW term outs, a transparent application and interview process promoted on air be created, with LSB voting for replacements handled by Fair Votes with whom they have an ongoing relationship, and that special days of programming shall be held beginning in June 2022 for the purpose of raising seed money for the hire of the development and programming team, whose hire shall be coordinated by the PNB with input from the
point of personal privilege.
Uh-huh.
Totally overwhelming to try and hear all this and to get this at the last minute. I mean, this goes on and on with many, many different points. And
yes, we can break it down. Let me finish reading it for the stream, and then we can break it down a piece at a time. The special days of programming shall be held beginning in June 2022 for the purpose of raising seed money for the hire of a development and programming team, whose hire shall be coordinated by the PNB with input from the local station boards in accordance with plans for reversing declining revenue and membership, and that subsequent special days of programming be scheduled later in the calendar year and in the coming fiscal year to meet the cost of elections as outlined in the budgetary proposals developed by the executive director. Is there somebody who can move that, and then we could discuss it a piece at a time?
Vanessa moves. Yeah.
Thank you. Second.
Thank you. The appendix just cites the time frame from the bylaws. So would people like to get on a stack to discuss it?
My little reason for the stack.
Okay, anyone else? Or we could just take it one at a time. Okay, Milo, why don't you go ahead?
Well, this kind of reminds me of how we always have money for war, but we don't have money for schools, and we don't have money for health care. We've got plenty of money for lawyers to fight against the outcome of previous elections. We even have someone on this committee who would not have been elected had it not been for the improper removal of several duly elected people from the KPFK local station board. We can raise the money. We're obligated to have the elections. And I know that we're facing dire circumstances financially. I'm not unaware of that. But to put off the elections is a violation of the bylaws. It invites further litigation, and I believe that we can raise the money and that we have to move forward. Thank you.
Vanessa to the stack.
Yes, go ahead, Vanessa.
I stand. Let me take it off speaker, just in case. I stand in support of the motion. Because it's the only thing that makes sense to do. We can't try to compare the election to schools or any other very necessary thing in our society. We've postponed elections previously. It is not a reasonable or even a sane action for us to proceed with an election that would only make worse an already dire financial situation. We cannot raise money, assuming that we can, for an election when we have so many other pressing needs, survival needs, for the foundation. It's not justifiable. It's not fiscally responsible. It doesn't make any sense. It's been done previously. We have more than sufficient reason to postpone the election at this time. So I stand fully in support of the motion.
Donald Goldmacher for the stack.
Okay, go ahead.
I find this motion to be not only absurd on its face and amusing, but all the whereas clauses are all the clauses that one would think would support the need for elections immediately in this dysfunctional organization and replace people at both the local station board levels and the national board level who are weighing over their heads, who have no idea how to run a nonprofit media corporation, but have somehow gained the votes necessary and often minority votes. For example, in part of this whereas is you want people who were, quote, runner-ups in the election to assume seats. Those weren't runner-ups. Those were losers. Those were people who did not win the election in their local station board elections. But yet they're on the list because we have single transferable voting and we have huge lists of people who lost. I happen to be the person from KPFA who had the most votes from the members. And so I speak with some authority in saying that I find it appalling that you would oppose elections in this year when precisely this organization is going down the tubes because of all the mismanagement of previous national boards of Pacifica. So to say you don't have money now for this election is hypocrisy, is absurd, and flies in the face of every effort to have true participatory democracy in this organization. When you want to have your point of view heard, it's free speech and democracy, except when it's not. So I will oppose this motion with all the force I can and urge the rest of the members of this committee to say, this is drivel. Thank you.
Thank you. Additional speakers, anybody else on the stack?
Vanessa to the stack when someone else has spoken who has not already spoken.
Okay, is there
back
someone else?
Carol for the stack.
Back home.
I'm sorry, I heard a male voice first.
That was, I believe that was me.
Who is that?
Mac, Sean McPherson.
Okay, Mac okay. And then Carol.
Here's my everything that guy just said, everything, plus all this would do is invite more litigation, more expense, more anguish. Just find a way to get this done. That's all I have.
Thank you. Carol is next.
First of all, I want to say that it seems false to present KPFA and with the other stations as having severe difficulties in the same way, because KPFA has had to pick up that many debts from other stations, over $1 million of debt from other stations that KPFA has covered their bills, and KPFA had to cover over $100,000 in legal fees for the name changes that were the responsibility of Pacifica, and KPFA also had to cover other legal fees that were Pacifica's legal fees related to Pacifica board members. And so to say that KPFA is in difficult financial situation when KPFA members contribute the most in central service fees of any other station, and to throw the KPFA members under the bus by saying, oh, you don't get to have an election because there's three other stations that have hundreds of thousands of dollars of deficits. So, and to say, oh, this has been done in the past. Well, also in the past, one of my concerns is that in the past when, you know, a number of PMB directors were on the board, they failed to be accountable and responsible for taking care of the IRS. So the IRS recently garnished over $94,000 out of Pacifica units. So, to me, there are issues. Now, the other issue I want to bring up is binding arbitration. There was recently, it's my understanding, that the Pacific General Council entered into a binding arbitration case. And after that lost, then there is an appeal that is going to cost, I'd like to ask Donald Goldmacher if you have a sense of how much, or any other national board directors, maybe Vanessa knows, how much that is going to cost to appeal a binding arbitration case, which is rarely, rarely, rarely winnable. So we're throwing money, just as Myla said, into these legal actions without and charging KPFA for legal actions and squandering the money without democracy. So I would move a substitute motion, which I would like to send to the members. And my motion is, hold on one second. My motion is, whereas the Pacifica bylaws mandate for the stations to be as nearly self-sustaining as possible, and whereas three of the Pacifica stations have deficit budgets involving hundreds of thousands of dollars, and whereas Pacifica management has communicated that there is not adequate money for 2022 delegate election, and whereas the proposed failure to hold an election disenfranchises the democratic rights of the members at the two stations, KPFA and WPFW, that are paying their bills, and whereas a proposal to extend the election does not include a financial plan beyond just saying, this is an addition, beyond saying, you know, we'll turn it over to you, the executive director, a financial plan for the 2023 election, and whereas there was apparently a recent action by the Pacifica General Council to attempt to overturn a binding arbitration decision, which will involve high legal costs, I move that the Pacifica National Board investigate the possibility of dropping the appeal of binding arbitration case and use that money instead to fund a delegate election. Do I have a second?
Second.
Who seconded that?
Donald Goldmacher.
Point of order, Chair.
Yes, what's your point of order?
We're in the process of discussing one motion, have not yet voted on it, and a second motion, completely unrelated to this motion, it appears, has now been made, if I'm not mistaken.
It's about holding an election or not.
It sounded like funding.
About holding an election.
Would you mind repeating it, please? I didn't...
I'm
sure I heard it.
I just emailed it, Vanessa. So
let me take a moment for people to check their email. Okay, I do see that in mind. Maybe people can take a moment and read it. Not as long as everyone.
Point of order. I'm sorry, I was just contacted by Avelia Jones, who's been trying to get into the meeting. And I'm wondering if someone can send her instructions. I guess I can. So I'll send her instructions.
Thank you.
Okay, so
I'm sorry, Nancy raised the point of order. I think that, a substitute motion can be made, and then that we have to address that if that's voted on, depending on how people vote on that. We'll go back to the original motion.
Point of order?
Yes, what's your point of order?
Are you going to ask for discussion?
Yes, that's what I'm suggesting, is that that's what's on the table for discussion. So if there's someone who wants to speak to it.
This is Vanessa to the SAC.
Go ahead, Vanessa.
So I definitely oppose this motion. I'm sorry, I'm still reading it. It appears to me to do with the funding, which is a different aspect of what we were talking about, rather than directly dealing with a timeline. So if I'm misunderstanding, I'm open to clarification, but the issue remains that we cannot afford to have an election at this time. So I oppose the substitute.
Carol, would you like to motivate the motion?
Yes, I would like to motivate the election. I think that one of the things that's happening at KPFA, and I'm wondering if it doesn't happen somewhat at WPFW too, is our members are contributing. We just went through a fund drive. They're contributing to KPFA, and they believe in KPFA, and they are under the impression that KPFA and Pacifica are supposed to be democratically run. And so when some stations are allowed to run huge deficits and KPFA is forced to lend money and pay higher central service fees and then doesn't have an opportunity to have elections, and when people's terms get extended, self-extended, which is not in alignment with the bylaws, this creates a challenge. So I urge people to vote for this one instead. I think it is abhorrent that there is an attempt to override a binding arbitration case that was clear, and use more money and spend more legal money to when Pacifica doesn't have money to pay for utilities at some of the stations and doesn't have money for an election.
Point of information, Chair.
Chair, this is Lawrence, director from KPFK. Could I be recognized when you think it's appropriate?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Who else is that on under?
There was some with the point of information. Who was that with the question?
This is Vanessa with the question. How much does the previous speaker seems to be have information? How much is the binding arbitration? That if how much money would be saved by dropping that?
Well, Vanessa, you're the one on the national board. Now, I understand that came up at one of the meetings, that there was a motion to go ahead with the binding arbitration without even permission from the national board, was my understanding. But I would expect that all national board members would have gotten appraised of, you know, was there a retainer involved? How much was that retainer? I mean, I'm not privy to that information.
Okay, point of personal privilege, Chair. I am, in fact, on the national board, as you mentioned, so thank you for stating the obvious. If that number was given, I'm not aware of it. If you don't have the number, then how are you logically suggesting to pay for the election by dropping a legal action and you don't even know what the cost savings would be?
May I respond?
Let's try not to go into just back and forth if people request the stack. There was a request from Lawrence Reyes, who's the director.
And this is Donald for the stack.
Okay. Is there an object? I heard someone objecting to allowing Mr. Reyes to speak. What was the nature of the objection?
Hi, Risa Allen. I object.
I object. This is Myla.
I object. Carol.
I said, what's the nature of the
objection? He's not in this body.
Yeah, he's not a member of the body.
Yeah, outrageous that he should be included in the discussion.
Point of order here.
Yeah. My understanding was that directors are allowed to participate in any meeting of PNB committees. Is that not correct?
That's what William was going to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
What are you basing that on? Point of order, what are you basing that on?
My understanding of past practice.
Past practice? Well, it's my understanding based on past practices. That's not accurate. Because
if that's the ruling of the chair, this is Myla. I object to the ruling of the chair.
Okay, so, yes, the chair would rule that Mr. Reyes could speak. He can't vote, obviously, but I don't see why he wouldn't be allowed to speak. So there's an appeal from that. I guess we'll just call the roll on that. I think the way that goes is if you vote yes, you oppose the chair. If you vote no, you would overrule the chair. Aki, can you call the roll? In other words, a yes vote would allow Mr. Reyes to speak.
Okay, so this is a vote for allowing Lawrence to vote, to speak. Teresa Allen?
Yeah, the chair ruled that Mr. Reyes could speak as the director, and then there was an appeal for that ruling. So my understanding is when you have that, if people vote yes, it opposes the chair, in which case Mr. Reyes will be allowed to speak.
Okay, so Terry? Okay, next is Bud Cohen.
Can anyone hear me? Hello? Now we can.
Okay, I hear you.
Oh, my God.
Now I can hear you.
I have asked to be recognized at least 10 times in the last
I'm sorry, that's the first
minutes.
Time you heard.
Would you? Yeah, we just heard you. Okay.
Okay.
Anyway.
I'm absolutely opposed to letting someone else speak, especially since I've been muted or something for the last 10 minutes.
Okay, all right. Okay, Bud Cohen. Okay, probably drop out. Violetta, Dylan.
We're voting to approve the chair and allowing the gentleman to speak?
Yeah. Yes, mm-hmm. We'll approve the chair and allow Mr. Reyes to speak, and no vote would overrule the chair.
Yes.
Okay, Vanessa Dixon?
Yeah.
Briggs? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Donald Goldmacher?
I vote in opposition to the ruling of the chair.
Okay. GD, is that on? William Heerwagen?
Yes.
Okay. Iveria Jones? Not on. Okay, Mark.
Iveria's not able to get on the call, is that right?
Iveria's still trying to get onto the call. Oh, she says she's in. I got a text from her that she's at the call. Then maybe she's trying to unmute now.
It took me 20 minutes.
Okay, I'll get back to it. Mike Lewis? He's not here.
Hello?
Sean Perry McPherson?
What? Did you call me?
This is Avelia trying to interrupt. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, Avelia, okay. We can hear you. Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry.
We're voting on whether the Lawrence
chair. Yes, this is my vote. Thank you. Yes.
You're voting yes?
Yes.
Okay.
I think she doesn't understand
don't question her vote. Point of order.
With everybody talking over each other, I don't know what may be called.
Okay. So
Sean Perry.
Don't challenge Pearson.
Okay, McPherson?
if I think you're calling me, in which event I vote no.
Okay. Michael Novick? Michael Novick?
Yes.
Okay, Michael is yes. Okay, Myra?
I emphatically vote no.
Okay, Myra is also. Sean Rhodes?
I emphatically vote yes.
Okay, Sean is yes. Minerva? Sanders?
Yes.
Minerva is yes, okay. And Aki is no. Carol Wolfrey?
No.
Okay, go ahead. Sure. Who is this?
I vote to no. I did not understand. Okay, thank you.
Who is that? You ready? Okay, so the count is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, so it's 7 no and 6 yes.
Mr. Chair, could I be recognized?
Yes. Let me just finish speaking. Mr. Reyes will not be allowed to speak because the ruling of the chair was the appeal was upheld. Teresa, you said you were trying to get on, so go ahead, and then I had down the gold marker on the stack as well.
Yes. I appreciate the chair coming up with a motion, but it's a very lengthy motion. And I have a lot of problems with your reasoning regarding it. And there was another proposal for a timeline before. I would just like to remind certain people that at my station, there was a brisk competition in the race for board. And I don't know whether everyone here understands how single transferable vote works, but if you do not have a bottom threshold, then people who get very few votes can actually eventually be seated if other people are so turned off from the board experience that they quit. And you can actually have, I hate to use the term, losers, which is what Donald Goldmacher said, but yes, people who are losers will eventually be seated. And if you extend this election, you're giving those people an opportunity to be seated. It's a pity that we never have passed bylaws, bylaws resolution that there is at least some threshold, like you should at least receive votes from like one third of the people voting or something to eventually be seated.
Can people mute who are not speaking, please?
If you have a brisk competition, then you have people with skin in the game, and they're very concerned about how the election went. And this is what happened in Los Angeles. And having read all kinds of material about that election, because as a director I asked for an investigation of it, I highly recommend that people on this committee look to see what happened in that election. And there are people that were elected, and yet the election supervisor came back and withdrew their names, making an accusation against them, which I think is totally false. So I think that one reason why that we are not raising more money at some of these stations is that people have really, some of our listener voters, have totally lost confidence in our integrity, especially when they've seen how we conducted the last election. So I think we can run an election for a lot less. I think we can have an election supervisor who is neutral, and we can conduct our business. And we need to find a way that we can serve the mission as well as conduct an election. Thank you.
Thank you. Donald Goldmacher, and then if there's nobody else on the stack, I'd like to call on myself.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I want to dive a little more into this issue of what democracy really is supposed to mean and why Pacifica is profoundly undemocratic in the way it conducts elections and in the way it conducts its business. KPFA provides 40% of all the revenues to prop up the national office and, in essence, propping up the network. If we went by $1 one vote, KPFA should have 40% of all the voters, deciding the fate of Pacifica, which in my opinion would be a good thing, since the decisions made by the National Board of Directors over the last 18 years have been farcical and destructive, and have resulted in a loss of membership down from 140,000 to less than 40,000 currently. The loss of revenues have been profound, and the loss of listeners have been profound, as I just said. Not only that, we lost CPB funding. And yet, the same foolishness that has guided the decisions of this corporation for the last 18 years continues to the present and infects this conversation here today. It is high time that we really respected the rules of democracy and respect that a majority of the listener members really want change in this network, change that is being prevented by minority factions and several stations. Change that has resulted in essentially the destruction of the Los Angeles station, with all of its key programmers gone, and therefore a dramatic loss of listenership, and then a loss of revenue. So if you can tell me that the democratic processes of Pacifica for the last 18 years have improved the network, I would say you're either lying through your teeth or you're delusional. I support this substitute motion, and I'd like to see the question called shortly. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anybody else who was up the stack?
Vanessa to the stack after you speak, Chair.
Okay. So speaking just as, at the moment what's on the floor is a substitute motion. I think that the difficulties of the substitute motion are as follows. There is no timeline specified in it whatsoever. It talks about the somehow increasing funding, using funding from not challenging the binding arbitration, when in fact that arbitration, which did not follow normal arbitration procedures, thus there was no opportunity for Pacifica to respond to material that was presented at the very end of the process.
I can't understand what you're saying.
Okay, I'll try to speak louder. I'm saying that there's nothing in the motion that's been presented as a substitute that offers a timeline, that the notion that not seeking to overturn the binding arbitration would produce income that could be used to fund the election is false, because if the binding arbitration stands, we would be on the hook for $300,000. The money that KPFA has put forward into legal fees includes the money that was sent to Mr. Vernili to try to overturn one of our other stations. So I think that that's a specious argument. I think that the difficulties facing us include the fact that we're halfway, three-quarters of the way through the current fiscal year, as was pointed out in the other motion, and we don't have the funds at this point to even begin the election process, and we don't have the lists, because the main cost of the elections historically has been an inordinate amount of time that the election supervisors have to deal with coming up with correct and accurate lists and reviewing ballots that go out and correcting people who don't get ballots. So everything that's in the motion that this is substituting for that would actually save money on the elections and would allow the elections to proceed in a fair manner is not spoken to in this substitute motion. So I oppose the substitute motion.
Teresa for the stack.
Carol for the stack.
Okay. Teresa, go ahead.
I'm looking. Chair, you had already recognized
me.
I'm sorry. Vanessa was on after me. Vanessa, then Teresa, then Carol.
Okay. Boston. So I just wanted to speak to the point, if I'm understanding it correctly, that because one station is identified as KPFA, has a 40% of, according to that statement, the listeners, that therefore anything that its elected representatives believe is in the best interest, therefore should represent the majority of the network, or whatever kind of convoluted logic that was. So I'm just speaking to the absurdity of stating that one station allegedly having X percentage of whatever overrules the four other stations. We are a network, and we had a referendum, and according to the bylaws, the majority of the listeners, or the required number of listeners and programmers, spoke in order to for that referendum, that proposed referendum, to be overturned. So just, you know, speaking to, it just sounds rather elitist to say we have more members, therefore whatever we want, it should go our way. It's absurd.
Yeah, I think you said more dollars, actually. Teresa's next.
Okay.
Okay, I have Teresa, Carol, and then Myla, and there was a request to call the question. But let's hear the people in the stack first. Teresa?
I disagree with Donald Goldmacher to some degree about his point involving 40%. But there is really something to be said about the vibrancy of the membership at KPFA and the fact that they've had to bail everyone out repeatedly for a long, long, long time. And I guess it's you might see KPFA as like the lifeguard that is has gone to save someone, and they're pulling him down. So if I were in the lifeguard's position, I would say certainly you have to keep afloat and save your life first before you can help save anyone else, because some of our stations are so desperate they just seem hell-bent on pulling everybody else down, and they don't have any options. And that's why somebody like me has said, no, I will not vote for deficit budgets, not even from my own station. Not acceptable, just not acceptable. Even if we needed to hold, even if we needed to have a meeting every day or twice a week or every week to come up with ideas and turn it around. But there is something to be said for KPFA being fiscally responsible. And I think that we must all consider the importance of fairness. I don't know if you've ever had somebody cheat. I remember one time when I was a kid, I had the father of a friend say, "Oh, let's play Monopoly, and there's two of you and there's one of me, so I'm going to vote every other time." And he went around that board and collected his money and passed. I was like, and I didn't know what was happening. I'm thinking, what's going on? Something seems unfair here. I need to get some material to people on this board, because I think that we need to figure out how to have a cost-efficient election. I think it's doable. I think we can ask people to vote, to chip in some money. And as I said, I guess over a month ago, there are people who would, you know, they're so concerned about our elections, they are willing to chip in to make sure that it happens. And I hope that you will, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Carol and Myla, and then since somebody else wants to speak, we'll go to the vote.
Yeah, I would like to insert a friendly amendment into this. I would like to make an amendment to this motion, and that would be to change the last line of it to say, I move that the Pacifica National Board investigate the possibility of of dropping the appeal of binding arbitration case and use that money instead to fund a delegate election to be initiated in 2022. So that does insert a time in it, and it leaves us a little flexibility to work that out. My intention with this motion is not to address the hundreds of things that were in the previous motion, but to give us some time and to say, okay, here's one place. Drop that arbitration case, and that's going to free up some money. And also to initiate an election in 2022. So we aren't having self-extending of people on boards, which is in violation of the bylaws. Just as the bylaws also say, each station should be as nearly self-sustaining as possible, which gets ignored.
Yes.
Hang on a second.
Can I get a clarification?
Who is that?
This is Aki. I just need a clarification from Gal.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You are saying that this is a friendly amendment to the main motion, but the substitute motion?
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. At this point, there's no such thing as a friendly amendment, so it's on the floor, and that's the maximum that can be on the floor is the third item, which would be amending the substitute motion. So it's amending the substitute motion to add to fund the delegate election. Beginning
to be initiated in 2022.
So we'd add those words. So I guess we kind of, Milo's on the stack ahead of that. Do you want to speak to that amendment, Milo? Or?
Well, I think it's a good amendment. And I just like to note that it seems like almost every time Carol or Aki speak, and now that I'm speaking, that I hear a lot of clicking and clanging and extraneous noise, and I would really appreciate it if people would be mindful and mute themselves like it's happening right now. I don't know who is not muted, but I think please mute your phones if you're not speaking so that we can have a good recording for whoever wants to listen to this on KPFTX afterwards, and that we can hear one another without so much distraction. And I do support the adding that specific date to Carol's motion. And that was not what I initially wanted to speak to, but that's what I, it's apparently what we're discussing at the moment. Thank you.
Okay, to 5 o'clock, I would like to suggest that we would move to a vote on that amendment to add it to the substitute motion, and then we would vote on the substitute motion as amended, and then depending on what happens with that, we might go back to the original motion. So are there any objections to going ahead with the vote?
A point of information, Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
Are you saying that we could not make any other amendments to this substitute motion? Because I'm just wondering if the fact that we're going to discuss fundraising and cutting costs, that might also enter into this.
All right, we have separate. This was supposed to be the timeline discussion. There are separate items on the agenda regarding cost cutting and fundraising. Parliamentary procedure, you can't have more than three things active at the same time. At this point, we have an initial motion, we have a substitute motion, and we have an amendment to the substitute motion. If we dispense with this substitute, with this amendment, either by adding it or dropping it, then another amendment could be offered or a different substitute. But at this point, we're going to vote on adding the additional language. Can you read it one more time, Carol? Yeah, Wolfley, can you read the agenda? You probably muted yourself. Can you read the additional language you want to add at the end of the last sentence? Upon the delegate election.
Okay, do you want me to read the whole motion as amended?
No, just the amendment. No, just the amendment, because we're going to vote on the amendment. If it passes...
My amendment. I move that the Pacifica National Board investigate the possibility of dropping the appeal of the binding arbitration case and use that money instead to fund a delegate election to be initiated in 2022.
Okay, so the amendment is to add to be initiated in 2022 at the end of the substitute.
Yes.
So, Aki, can you call a roll on that? If it passes, it will be added into the substitute, and then we'll take a look at the substitute again and then try to move on.
Perhaps there's no objection.
Okay. Well, yeah, okay. Is there any objection to adding this amendment to the substitute motion?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let's take a vote. Then, so we're voting on the amendment to the substitute motion. Terry?
Did you call Teresa Allen?
Yeah, Teresa?
Yes, I say yes. Thank you.
Okay, yes, okay. Bud Cohen? Violetta? Diamond?
No.
No, okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
No.
Vanessa is no. Okay, Donald Goldmacher?
Yes.
Okay, Donald, yes. Dee Dee, I'm here. William Heerwagen?
No.
William? No, okay. Iveria Jones?
Yes.
Iveria is yes, okay. Mike Lewis, I hear. Sean Kerry? Sean K. McPherson? Okay, I'll get back to you. Michael Novak?
No.
Michael is no, okay. Myra? Myra?
Can you hear me?
I'll get back to you, Myra. Yeah, I can hear you now. Okay, yes, okay. Sean goes?
No.
Sean is no, okay. Minerva? Sanders?
Sorry, no.
Minerva?
No.
Okay, no. Okay, thank you. Aki, you voted yes. Carol Wolf?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you?
Oh, yes. Okay. Let me get back to, let's see here. Sean? Is this seeing? I'm sorry. Mixing it.
Can you hear me? Are you talking to me?
Is it Sean Kitty McPherson?
That's what my mother named me. If you're struggling, you can call me Mac. Okay?
Mac.
I was muted before because I was asked to, but now that I'm here, yes, please.
Okay, you both yes. Okay. All right, good. Okay, and let me just make sure that I got everybody here. Okay, I got everybody here.
Hey, did you vote? Can you hear me?
What's that? Who's this?
Can you?
Myra?
Avelia Jones on the call. Did you call Avelia Jones?
Yeah, she voted, yes. Okay, so the vote is 7-6, so the friendly amendment passes. So now I'm going to go to the substitute motion that Phil has, and I'll first ask any objections to that substitute motion. People, can you hear?
Yeah, William objects.
Okay, so William objects. So let me go and take a vote on the substitute motion that Cal has. And Teresa?
No. Sorry.
Teresa is no?